Coming up on episode number 381, it's All Request Night. You know what that means. Your favorite covers that you've called in or emailed into request, as well as trivia, a visit from Tina, and more. All coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night, October 4th. 2007. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another All Request episode. This is where you email in, you call in, you send letters, postcards, whatnot, and tell me what it is you want to hear. I turn right around and try and put it on the show. So tonight you're going to hear covers of course, Bob Dylan. We love Bob Dylan, don't we? Velvet Underground and George Gershwin. All of this coming up. Trivia with Tina at the very end. But we're going to get things started with a cover that was requested by Ryan in Palm Bay, Florida. He wanted to hear the Benjamin Gate version of Men at Work's Overkill, my favorite Men at Work song, and I love this version. Enjoy. Let's get things kicked off with the Benjamin Gate.
The implications of diving into deep and possibly the complications. Yeah.
getting ready to call you and request the Battlestar Galactica version of All Along the Watchtower as I was listening to today's version. Oh my, that was awesome, man. Almost liked it better than the Bear Stearns version, but not quite. Anyway, congrats to the Rockies on making it to the World Series. My brother-in-law is a huge Rockies fan, and their family even has a brick at Coors Stadium.
This probably should tell you about how old this request is.
And so, yeah, go Rockies, and we'll talk to you later. Yeah, Lockjaw, say love you. Bye.
Must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them long line, no wood any of.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what inspired me to play that song. It's like something just tripped in my brain and made me decide to play that. That is the All Along the Watchtower cover that they played during the last episode of Season 3 of Battlestar Galactica. It was performed by BT4, the great Bear McCreary composed but came up with that arrangement. I had a chance to email with Bear right after that episode, and he was really excited about it and was eager to let me play it, but we had to wait till it came out on CD, which it did this last week. So that is the All Along the Watchtower, of course, originally by Bob Dylan. Jimi Hendrix made it famous, and Battlestar Galactica trotted that back out just in the last episode of last season. All right. And that goes out to a ton of people who requested that. I probably had about 25 emails from people who wanted to hear that one. So Lockjaw sent in the audio request, so I played it for played his request before it. All right. Before that, Overkill. That's originally by Men at Work. That version is from the Benjamin Gate from their 2002 album, Contact. Now, every year, right about this time, I seem to get an email from Marga in Vancouver, British Columbia, who's a big fan of Crowded House and always asks me to play a dedication to her brother Juan, whose birthday was October 30th, so I missed it a little bit. He lives in Mexico City. She lives in Vancouver, Canada, and Coverville kind of helps, as she say, brings her family together. So I'm happy to do it this time instead of a Crowded House song. She requested a Billy Joel cover, and I'm saving up a few older Billy Joel covers to use for a Billy Joel cover story at some point, trying to find some really good ones, covers from his early career, because I really like his older stuff. And pulled this one out, which I may reuse for that cover story, so be prepared. It's a group called Husalonia, or Husalonia, from a 2006 album appropriately called Glass Houses. It's a cover of Billy Joel's Don't Ask Me Why, and it's going out to Marga and Juan.
Grand Cafe, leave the tables when you blink. Oh, every dog must have his every day. Every drunk must have his drink. Don't wait for answers, just take your chances. Don't ask me why. All your life you had to stand in line.
Hey Brian, this is Ken out in Israel. Probably a bit late to get a request in for the ska show, but I would like to make a request for your next request show. Actually, I'd like to hear a Lou Reed or Velvet Underground cover story, but bearing that, if you could play Seven Fatales, one of either two versions. Tom Tom Club has a version, that's Tina Weymouth's group, and Dramarama has a great version off their first album, Cinema Verite. Thank you very much, and loving the show. Thanks a lot. Talk to you later. Bye.
Here she comes. better watch your step. She's going to break your heart in two. Yeah, it's true. It's not hard to realize. Just look into her false colored eyes. She'll bring you up just to put you down. Oh, what a clown. 'Cause everybody knows the things she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks and hear the way she talks. Written in her book, your number 47, have a look. She's going to play you for a fool. Yeah, it's true. Little boy, she's from the street. Before you start, you know you're already deep. Her smile just make you frown. Oh, what a clown. 'Cause everybody knows the thing she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks and hear the way she talks. Everybody knows the things she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks, hear the way she talks. 'Cause everybody knows.
Now, I promise that I will do a Velvet Underground cover story. I'm probably going to do it in late February, as Lou Reed's birthday is at the very beginning of March. So you get a little bit of a ways to wait, but it gives me a chance to kind of brush up on him, because it's a band that I have to admit I'm not very familiar with. So I'm going to do my Velvet Underground homework for the next couple months, just in time for that cover story. But in the meantime, how about that great track? That's Dramarama from their 2005 release, Cinema Verite. I think it was a 2005 reissue of Cinema Verite, because that came out a lot earlier, with the Velvet Underground's Femme Fatale. And that is going out to Kin in Israel. Excellent suggestion there. And then before that, Don't Ask Me Why, a Billy Joel cover from Husalonia from their 2006 Glass Houses album. And that is going out to Marga and Juan. All right, another request that I got recently. Bring it to the front here. Thank you very much. This goes out to Bob in Bloomfield, New Jersey. Brian, just listen to the Tom Petty cover story. Thanks for playing Melissa Etheridge's version of Refugee. I used to be a big fan, but lost touch with her along the way. Thanks for reawakening my love for her music. On to the request. My wedding anniversary is coming up on November 8th. Our wedding song is Aztec Cameras, the Gentle Kind, from their 1990 album Stray. I know this may be impossible, but is there a cover of that song out there? Well, Bob, I'm happy. No. I was going to say, I'm happy to say no. But as a substitute, he said an Aztec Camera cover will work. And I couldn't find any covers of Aztec Camera songs, and I've played their cover of Jump before on the show, so I decided to pull one other one out. Now, this is a cover of a song that was originally by a group called the Amen Corner in the 60s, and it's called If Paradise Is Half as Nice, and it's performed here by Aztec Camera. La 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 la.
Hey, Brian, this is Drew.
Hi, Brian, it's Kristen.
And we're calling you from Cleveland, Ohio, and we have a request for your next Coverville Request show. We're a big fan of Billy Stewart doing Summertime, the Gershwin tune. Haven't heard you play it before, as far as I know. It's probably like from the 60s or something, isn't it? Yeah, it's an old cover, but it's crazy fun, and we're sure you'll like it. So, yeah, Billy Stewart. Summertime, hope to play it. Keep up the good work. We love listening to you, and talk to you soon. Bye.
La la. La la la.
Tear falling from your eye. Oh!
That is awesome. I am so glad to finally know where that little clip comes from, because I don't remember where it was. I think it was an old radio show. Might have been Dr. Demento. I totally remember that. You know, that whole little bit that that he does there right before the chorus. So now I know that it comes from Billy Stewart's version of George Gershwin's Summertime from Porgy and Bess. Porgy and Bess. That comes from his collection, a 1989 collection of Billy Stewart music called One More Time, The Cheshires. But as the requestees, Drew and Kristen, mentioned, it did come from the 60s. That is absolutely correct. Before that, If Paradise Is Half as Nice, performed by Aztec Camera. Now, I say it's performed by Aztec Camera, and you'll find that on the Ruby Tracks, the NME's Roaring 40, which came out in 1992. It's performed by Aztec Camera with guest vocals by Andy Fairweather Lowe, who is kind of a 1960s teen sensation who happens to have been the guy behind Amen Corner, who's being covered there. So it's sort of a cover with guest vocals by the original performer. Now, if you didn't know Andy Fairweather Lowe in the 60s, you've probably seen him recently and definitely heard him recently, as he was the guitarist, or one of Eric Clapton's backup guitarists and vocalists, during the MTV Unplugged session where he did Layla and Tears in Heaven. So you've heard Andy Fairweather Lowe, even if you maybe didn't realize it. Well, someone else who's heard Andy Fairweather Lowe is Tina.
Yep, I've heard him.
Your microphone is not on.
Oh.
That's much better.
Okay, sorry. I thought it was on.
There you go. So welcome.
Thanks.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah. You know, it's always refreshing to see all the leaves picked up.
Yes.
That's what we did today.
Yes, picked Lots up all the fun. Neighbor's leaves that have fallen in our lawn.
Oh, I know, I hate it. The tree is planted right next to the fence, so of course, you know, it's wreaking havoc on our sprinkler system, on the fence. All the leaves fall into our yard, the tree's overhanging into our yard.
Yes.
I hate the tree, I really do. I really hate it. I mean, and I like trees, but it's huge. It's one of those cottonwood trees, so in the spring, all the cotton flies around and...
Yeah.
It's just horrible.
We happen to be doing, I think, more maintenance on that tree than our neighbors are.
Exactly. Yeah. It's frustrating.
Oh, well. Anything you want to mention before we get into the Musically Challenged?
No.
Okay. Well, other than the tree.
Yeah, the tree.
Yes. All right. Let's hear from Bruce.
Hey, Brian.
Hey,
it's
Bruce
Murray from the Zedcast. And I got to say, it was a blast hanging out with you the last couple years at the Expo in California. And last year, I got to meet the lovely Tina. Hi, Tina.
Hello.
And it was also great fun getting boned with you as well. Although you might have to explain that one to your wife.
Or the listeners, for that matter.
Yeah.
there was a podcast for a while put out by Johnny B., and I think he is still doing it. Johnny B., who does the Musically Challenged trivia podcast, he was doing kind of a game show podcast for a while called Boned. And it was done with a very snarky style with a guest host who was not Johnny B., who is reading the questions, and Bruce and I, basically it's a head-to-head competition between two podcasters, and Bruce and I went head-to-head and battled over an iPod, I think, which Bruce ultimately won.
But, wow.
Yeah, just do a search. I put links in the on Coverville, so if you just do a search for Boned, B-O-N-E-D, I don't think you'll find much, but you will find that.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, I missed seeing him this year.
I know.
There were
quite
a few people we missed.
You were worried that he wasn't going to say hi to you, weren't you, in this Musically Challenge? You thought he was just going to say hi to me at the beginning and not say hi to you.
No, I have faith.
Okay.
Well, as you know, the Zedcast, it's not a music show, and it's not really a trivia show, but I always try and infuse a little bit of humor into everything that I do on the show. And so here, for the first time, and, well, probably the last, because, you know, we often lose interest in these things pretty quickly. It's the Weird Al Yankovic edition of Musically Challenged. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to listen to a verse from a Weird Al song and then guess both the name of the parody as well as the original song that he's spoofing.
Ooh, okay.
You'll hear four clips, each worth a possible 2 points, for a total maximum score of 8. Don't be discouraged if it's rough in the early going, because there will be a bonus question at the end of the round, which will be worth, wait for it, 1 million points. So you can make up a bit of ground there.
You know, you gotta love the production quality of this one, you know?
Yep, definitely.
So are you ready, Brian?
Yes.
Okay, I'll wait. Ready, Tina?
Yep.
All right, then let's play Musically Challenged.
Ah, yeah, this
one
I remember.
Is your first clip.
Now don't jump in, Tina.
I finally made it through med school. Somehow I made it through.
Don't jump in.
I'm just
no, well, you know, let people have a chance to
okay.
Get your chance at the end.
I was last in my class. Barely passed at the institute. Now I'm trying to avoid. Yeah, I'm trying to avoid. I'll malpractice soon.
All right, so Tina, I'm going to let you take the reins on that one. Who's he parodying there?
Well, Madonna's Like a Virgin.
Very good. And the title of the Weird Al Yankovic?
Oh, you know, I was thinking about that. Like
lyrics?
A Surgeon?
Very good.
Yeah.
All right.
Clip number 2.
Pizza party at your house. I went just to check it out. 19 extra larges. What a shame. No one came. Just us eating all alone. You said take the pizza home. No sense letting all this go to waste. So then I faced pizza all day and every day. This cheese round the clock is getting me blocked, and I sure don't care for irregularity.
All right, Tina, go ahead.
Well, it's Avril Lavigne.
Uh-huh.
But I honestly don't know what the name of the song is either.
What, Avril's? Okay, Avril's, I'll give you a hint. Avril's is called Complicated.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Do you want to take a guess as to what Weird Al's version?
Constipated.
Very good.
Clip number 3. I'm a whiz, a minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My singer's moving so fast, I'll set the place ablaze. There's no killer rap I haven't run. At Pascal, well, I'm number one. Do vector calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days is my favorite theme song. I could sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon.
All right.
R. Kelly?
I don't think. I can't remember
Usher?
Who did the original version.
I don't know.
I know the original version was Fightin' Dirty. And Weird Al Yankovic's cover was White and Nerdy. Was it Dizzy Rascal? I'm going to say Dizzy Rascal.
I have no idea.
I can't remember, though.
And clip number 4.
The window doesn't open and the fan is broke and my face is turning blue. I haven't been in a crowd like this since I went to see The Who. I should have got off a couple months ago, but I couldn't get to the door. There isn't any room for me to breathe. Now we're going to pick up more, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. All right.
Another one, Bites the Dust.
Right.
And I'm trying to think of who did the original.
Oh.
I know. I know, it's been a while.
I'm going to jump in just...
Okay.
It's Queen did the original.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And, man, that was the first Weird Al Yankovic, I think, you know, that a lot of people heard. And, you know, I was talking earlier about the Dr. Demento show. That was where I first heard that, and I think that was... God, was it T-Bone who's doing percussion for that song? I can't remember. But that's Another One Rides the Bus.
Okay.
He's going to sit by you, Another One Rides the Bus.
Yeah.
So how'd you do, guys? Would you like a little bit of time to think about it?
No.
Well, tough, because the show's about to end. We have to get going. So here are the answers. Well, the Material Girl Madonna had a hit in the early 80s. Like a Virgin. Well, you can't leave that alone. Didn't take Weird Al long to turn it into this.
Hey, like a surgeon. Cutting for the very first time. Like a surgeon. Organ transplants are my life. Like you can't relax.
Fellow Canadian Avril Lavigne had a meteoric rise with her big hit. Well, just have to rearrange a couple of consonants, and you got yourself this.
Tell me, why'd you have to go and make me so constipated? Cause right now I'd do anything to just get my bowels evacuated. In the bathroom, I sit and I wait and I strain and I sweat and I clench and I feel the pain. Oh, should I take laxatives or have my colon irrigated?
Well, clip number 3, the original song was Chameleons. Chameleon. Riding Dirty.
That's right.
But I think we'll, and probably the only parody to outsell the original, Weird Al's version, White and Nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy. All because I'm white and nerdy. Holy cow, I'm white and nerdy. I wanna bowl with the gangsters.
Did he say who the original artist was?
Yeah, Chameleon.
Going all the way back to 1980, Queen had a number one hit with Another One Bites the Dust. And this goes way back to Weird Al's Dr. Demento days, when he turned it into a commuter's nightmare.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Another one rides the bus.
Another one rides the bus. Hey, he's gonna sit by you. Another one rides the bus.
God, what did you do, guys?
Wasn't T-Bone?
I bet you got them all. Full 8 points? Well, just in
case. Just about.
Here is that bonus question I was telling you about, worth 1,000,000 points. Eddie Van Halen famously played the guitar solo on the original Michael Jackson version of Beat It. So the question is, what other famous guitar player played the guitar solo on the Weird Al song Eat It, eventually exploding at the end of the solo?
Shoot, I cannot remember.
All right, I'll give you a little hint. He was also Weird Al's producer.
Oh, see, this is the same guy, too, that I was trying to remember that did the...
it's not T-Bone. T-Bone?
Yeah, yeah, it's not T-Bone, though. Oh, man.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
No? Okay, how about... oh, his name rhymes with Mick Schmeringer.
Oh, Rick Derringer? Really?
That's right. Rick Derringer of Hang On Sloopy and Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo fame.
Obviously not who I was thinking of.
Not only the guitar player on the solo, but also produced many of Weird Al's biggest hits. Well, thanks for letting me hang out with you on the end of this Coverville. It was a blast, and this song is making me a little hungry, so I'm going to say my goodbyes, and you know where to find me at zcast.com, and we'll talk to you later, Brian and Tina.
Bye.
Thanks, Bruce. All right. Well, that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Tina, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Bruce, thank you for putting together a great Musically Challenged. By the way, those of you who are fans of Weird Al Yankovic, you'll be happy to know that I am assembling a Weird Al Yankovic cover story, which is not going to be covers of his parodies, but covers of his originals. So stick around for that. That's probably a good, couple months out. But let's say you have something you want to tell me, a request you want to make, something like that. You can email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. We'll be back on Tuesday night with another All Request Edition. I've got tons of requests to get through, and this is just barely going to scratch the surface. So stick around for that on Tuesday. And then Thursday is the Joni Mitchell cover story part 2, which is right around her birthday here. And then on Sunday, I'm going to be in Las Vegas, but with me out, we're going to have an Undercoverville, which will feature a special guest being interviewed, and then play some of your favorite true crime cover songs. So if you have a request for that, let me know ASAP. So cover songs that have to do with true crime. All right. So we'll be back on Tuesday night with another All Request show. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com.